This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Illinois leads the nation as the first state to require mental health screenings in schools. Usually, school health checks include vision and hearing exams, but in Illinois, students in grades 3 through 12 will also undergo mandatory mental health screenings, the first state in the nation to do so. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said, "At a time when our kids are struggling with anxiety and depression more than ever before, it's our responsibility to ensure that young people have all the support that they need to get the help that they deserve." The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that anxiety and depression are among the most frequently diagnosed mental health conditions in children aged 3 to 17. The new Illinois law will require at least one annual mental health screening per student and encourages schools to connect caregivers with support services via a recently launched online tool called Beacon. Illinois Governor Pritzker said, "Our goal is an integrated, comprehensive approach to quality mental and behavioral health services for young people across the state. Illinois will provide the necessary screening tools and technology to assist schools in meeting the requirements." Butte will create permanent supportive housing for the homeless population in an effort to change the cycle of homelessness for people facing behavioral health challenges, which can feel never-ending, bouncing from jail to the hospital to the shelter and back again. A 2019 study of just 20 individuals in Butte showed the strain that the cycle puts on the community as well as those individuals suffering from the conditions. Margie Seckham, CEO of Action Incorporated, said, "What we discovered in that study is that it's far more expensive for that to keep happening than to house them and keep them housed," Seckham said. A coalition in Butte has spent years building a plan to create permanent supportive housing, with the first one-bedroom units to be placed on the corner of Copper and Wyoming streets in Uptown Butte on land donated by the city county. The city has committed to developing a pilot four-unit facility. Each apartment looks different from the outside, so it looks like four small individual houses instead of just one big building. There will also be a common area where mental health and other professionals can provide numerous wraparound services in a trauma-informed approach. Karen Burns, Director of Community Development for Butte Silverbow, said, "Whether it be a behavioral issue, maybe a substance abuse issue, things like that are being addressed while they're in the housing, but they're being addressed on site." Margie Seckham of Action Incorporated said, "Action Inc. is going to be focused on providing the services, so we have a team of housing case managers who will be providing very intensive case management to the folks in these units and linking them with all the other services they need," said Seckham. The pilot project, which will be owned by Butte Affordable Housing and managed by Action Inc., has received considerable financial support, including a nearly $1.5 million home grant from the state of Montana, nearly $500,000 from the federal government, plus money from Butte's Urban Revitalization Agency, which has pledged up to $450,000 toward the effort. Development starts in the coming weeks, with the goal for people to move in the spring. A team of 14 different organizations meets twice a month and case conference around the list. They identify people in what is called the FUSE population, frequent users, system engagement, and make referrals to the project through the coordinated entry system. There's already a list of people who've been selected as good fits as tenants. All residents will be eligible for housing vouchers to help with rent and support operations of the facility. If the pilot proves successful and if there is funding, up to 20 units could be built in total, all of them being scattered site fourplexes, providing permanent housing support to residents in need and saving the community money. Seckham said, "There will be fewer visits to the ER, fewer of these folks in jail. It's an intervention that actually proves to save communities money," said Seckham. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.